Check one. Are we are indeed live. Out to the Round, out to the Chaz, out to Mr. Tempest, out to the Barnsley Boy. Bigging up Andy, Jugglers Phil, out to Dan, Funkensteinberg, all Twitch, YouTube, Facebook crew. Out to the Delavens, good evening, good evening. Trilby Phil, Gary. So I kind of had a bit of a free evening. And I've wanted to do this for a while. Just no agenda. I've prepared probably two or three records. I want this to be completely off the cuff. Just a bunch of random records. Like, got a decent collection in there. Play a lot of hardcore, a lot of jungle. But I've got a lot of old house. Got a lot of garage. Got a lot of breakbeat. A lot of bits of electronica. Bits of old hip hop as well. So I'm going to pick a few, and you guys are going to pick a few. How's that sound? So just think of a record. If I've not got it, I do have a digital backup. But the main idea is to explore the record collection, eh? I might just randomly go into a queue. Get you to give me a number, count that number, and then whatever the record is, we'll play it. Let's see what happens, eh? So one of the first ones I wanted to play was the most expensive records that I've ever purchased. And it's a recent purchase. Kick. Of course, Blaine. Music Takes You, the War Mix. The one that got pulled only came out on promo because it had the Seal vocal on it. And then was re-released later after. Music takes you round and round and round. Without that bit. Of course, it ties in nicely with this set that I've been obsessed with for years, but publicly shown that obsession. Topaz takes you into 92 Fantasia New Year's Eve. A good choice, mate. Ramos Supreme and the Sunset Regime, the Heaven Mix. Coming next. and send it to this old man. Yes, this will definitely be on the podcast, mate. We're recording as we speak. It was sent to Kimberly. You know what? Anything Asen. I've got a little something for you on that one. One of the few that I did dig out. So dug out the first record I ever made. We made it throughout the whole of 95 because no one knew what they were doing. Finally got released in 96. I actually found the test pressing for it. So the next one, Rama Supreme and the Sunset Regime, Heaven. Well, gotta believe the Heaven mix. Now this one just got Sanctuary written all over it.
Heaven is a place I will always believe in. Cause you make me feel like loving you.
Reading through these suggestions. There's some good suggestions here. All right, I'm going to get digging. such a massive tune. So next up, Kimberly asked for something by Aysen. Bet you weren't expecting this. So Aysen made a bit of a comeback around sort of 2001-2002. It was only a small one. Old mates from back in the day, Rennie Pilgrim, who of course was part of Rhythm Section. Rennie had a label called TCR, Thursday Club Recordings, which is a huge, if not the biggest, breakbeat label back in the day. And he got Aysen back in to make a few tunes, and this is one of them. He did Little Roller, which is an amazing track. And this one, which he called Dirty Raver. Someone asked for Mr. Fingers, Fingers Inc. Can You Feel It? I will try and find it, but I did come across this little gem. True Faith, Final Cut, Take Me Away, Pin Up Girls Remix. Number between 1 and 30. First number that I see comes up in the chat. Any number between 1 and 30.
All I want is a chance to dance.
Barnsley Boy in number 10.
Show me now, what is it?
So this one was number 10, Barnsley Boys. This is Project One, Smoking Rising High. What a great label. What an amazing label from back in the day.
Shit, man.
Yes, Mr. What on Earth, this is happening right now. And you're late, everyone else was on time. August 1st, 1996. I know that we spent most of 95 making it. So that's Project One and Smoking on Rising High. So this next one is a record me and my mate Paul and Roy. And we're still good mates now. We were mates since like primary school. We're still best of buddies now. So we came up with JP and R. So the artist's name was Just Pure Rhythm. And this track was called This Situation. Just see what film you recognize the samples from. So as I said, we made this back in 1995 and we actually released, self-released this. We got 1,000 printed up. That bass line's me playing that with people, you can tell. Skills. So we ended up taking these all around the record shops ourselves, latter part of 96. Did a sale return deal, didn't go back to any of the shops to ever collect money. We gave the rest to Moe's Music Machine. I think they did all right, actually. I think out of 1,000, we probably ended up with about 300 or so left. Still in Roy's mum's garage.
Apologize.
cheeky acid line.
How do you feel? What can I feel with it?
Physical record has ever been played. Has anyone spotted the film samples yet? You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologise. So next up, we're going to stick with that kind of breakbeat era, but this time we're going to, well, that was 96. This one was about 2001, 2002, by an artist called Apollo Kids, who was on Fat Records. Now, two interesting things about both the artist and the label. So firstly, the label is Fat, and that was actually Paul Arnold's label, and Paul Arnold was the one that owned, created, ran Certificate 18. So there's a little bit of kind of 90s history come back in the breakbeat scene, and to follow that, the artist, the Apollo Kids, anyone know? It blew my mind when I found out at the time. It's actually Tango and DJ Pulse. So they got together as Apollo Kids, Initial Research and Quiet Killers. They're three different pseudonyms in the breakbeat era, and they were doing tracks for Mob, which is Tao's label. For Fat, which is Paul Arnold's label. And a bit of a resurgence, those boys, in the early 2000s. Add to Daniel Reservoir Dogs, just hit the nail on the spot. We literally murdered that film for samples.
Bring it back.
Well,
it back.
So we go back to 91, first project right before your eyes. This was Tim Taylor. What a don Tim Taylor was, eh? So I think by playing, you know, a little bit outside of my underground zone, flag something on Facebook. So if you can, if you are watching on Facebook, you want to get involved in the chat, just head to YouTube or Twitch, one of the two. After this one, let's go 94 Jungle, yeah? Give me a number between 1 and 30. First number that comes up, that's the one I'll take from the front of the 94 selection. You know what, 10-inch press is not about sharing the collection. It's realising just how many I've got and not knowing where every record is. Like for 92, for example. Five of those are 92. Number 29, yeah, thanks, mate. You've got to make me count all the way to 29, haven't you? Facebook stream, it says your stream has been blocked in 249 countries. So I'm assuming most of the countries that, you know, get a good audience is part of that.
This one a different kind of big up. This one the original big up. This one going out to all Imperial junglers.
So out to the 10-inch press on the selection of this one. This is the 29th record back from the front of my 1994 Jungle collection. DRS featuring Kenny Ken, Every Man. Sorry, 249 locations, not countries. I did think when I read that, I thought, that doesn't feel right for some reason.
Hang on!
Right, where should we go next?
Hang on! This one a different kind of big up. This one the original big up. This one going out to all Imperial jungles.
Pick one of the years, 88 to 96. Oh, we've got some 2000s drum and bassish. Bit of old house.
Every man do
bit of garage, bit of
breakbeat.
Dig into an old hip-hop selection.
Every man do his thing a little way different. The things I do.
My hip-hop collection's so small, I can't even remember where I put it. I met Paul Oakenfold twice. Second time was when he did the live set at Stonehenge. So I was working for Denon DJ at the time, so we set up all the gear for that. Let me tell you, that was, never experienced anything like that before. So we went down to Stonehenge the day before. Literally, we got full access. Touching the stones like that, walking in them. So we set up all the gear, tested all the lights, getting everything ready for the following day. And if you get a chance, you should go and check it out. Just search for Paul Oakenfold Stonehenge. There's actually a kind of after movie. You catch me blurbing and chatting away, talking about how we got involved in it as well. Gonna say out to Charlie, big up yourself, mate. Hope you're good. Out to Dad Dave, bigging up Phil. Out to DJ Decane. Yes, Paul, how you doing? You just remixed it. Do send over. Thank you, sir. Bigging up the one off. Out to the Trauma. Out to Gary, bigging up the Barnsley boy, out to Kevin, out to Danny, out to the PJ, out to all those poor Facebookers. Can't comment. Get on Twitch, get on YouTube, get involved. Going to ramp up the tempo a little bit for this next one. Bad Company. Bad Company, my kind of journey through music, right, was, you know, into hardcore, into jungle, starting to get into a point with jungle where I just wasn't feeling what was going on. And so I kind of dipped out of it for a little bit. And then I remember going to Fabric, I think probably 99, 2000, something like that. And hearing Andy C play, and I was like, ah. Okay, so that's where drum and bass has come now. And it was mostly about Bad Company and their album. Inside the Machine. When I got that album, that was it. I was like, bang, 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 back into my drum and bass again. It was the mix that comes with the CD. I got the CD of it as well. I did not stop listening to that mix, especially because at that time I was doing a lot of driving up and down motorways, playing gigs here, there and everywhere. And Inside the Machine, that mix on the album just is still to this day one of the best driving mixes. My little A3 burning down the M1, 130 miles an hour. Right, where to next? Where to next? Sip the juice. CLW wants to agree by the Jack the Ripper Origin Unknown remix. Now, interesting story about that one. So my mate moved to Australia, gave me his record collection, and I found that in there, but he didn't even open it. This is unopened from 99, so I'm going to open it just for tonight. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth of math. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, high track attention, people like to be. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops. And crazy juice, ain't control of many. Like I am total Khomeini. Hang out with Stephen West, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no more in a shot, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge. Hoping that I know the ledge. No time to yawn. Showers on, power's on. Late for school, I catch the train. Girl, set the style and whisper my name. I push up like an exercise. Check the intellect and inspect the thighs. Select the best one, pull it to the side. Keep her occupied for the rest of the ride.
freedom, a reservation already cool. Just meet me at school. We can moon and groan until your moms come home. And you'll be calling me Al Doe Capone. Sweat me. She didn't want to let me loose. Come get me. As if you want to sip.
You know what, Bonzi boy? Love that idea. As my kids' ages together, play that number. That is happening for 93 after this one.
I guess I didn't know the ledge.
So in the background, Groove Rider, Jack the Ripper, Origin Unknown on the remix. Now I've got to say, Groove Rider's album, Mysteries of Funk, I love that album. If you haven't pulled it out for a while, dig it out. It's a good album. How old are my kids? Okay, so I do have one question. So I split my 93 collection into three categories. Jungle, Dark Side, Hardcore. So which one, Barnsley boy? Jungle, Dark Side, Hardcore. You know what, Caroline? Yes. Yes, always the horn track. Always. So again, for the 16th record in the 93 hardcore section, this is DJ Psycho, Release Yourself, repressed on Blueskin Badger. Out to Mike Badger each and every time. Our next selection is DJ Dylan's picked it. Oh, good choice. Trip. So do you want the herb or snowball? But, in all honesty, all my records are bangers. I don't do collecting ones that I don't like. Get out. I've got a limited amount of space. No room for half-assed attempts. Right, so we've got the trip next. What do you want? The herb or snowball? His old man's coming for a snowball it is. You remember snowballs, eh? Thank you. Dance. If I had some newer turntables instead of these Mark IIs, I could have pitched it up and tried to mix the two together, but this ain't happening. Empire, Mickey Finn Foghorn remix. Now please do remember, because this blows me away every time. This tune came out in 1991. Yes, indeed, this will be definitely be going up on the podcast. I'm recording it now. Might try and get it out there tonight. Yeah.
Time for the Foghorn. Only in it one time. Only in it one time. Only in it one time. One time for the Foghorn. Only in it one time. 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 One time for the Foghorn.
Darkness Comes Alive, right? Shout out to whoever asked for rhythm section earlier in the show. Right, what next? You know what? I'm going to do number 10, number 3 tune. I've got the last one. Got the last one now. So two more tunes. What are we going to do? Tell you what. I'm going to run my finger up and down the 92 selection, nice and slow. And as soon as I see the word stop in the comments, I'll stop. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. You have impeccable timing. Like I said, they're all bangers. It's hard to do wrong. Touch Somebody's Seduction on the remix. Golden 92 goodness. And I know that you just picked one, but I've seen at least two other people have called for that same one. And I've only recently bought it, and I don't think I've actually properly mixed it yet. Frequency Kiss the Sky Classic. Top Buzz tune. RIP Jason K. Big love to the man P. True story. So this is the version with a Jimi Hendrix vocal, which is on Lower East Side, and then it was pulled and came out, it was re-released on, I can't remember the name of the label now, but they took the vocal out. So if you want the version that Top Buzz played, as I did for Fantasia Station 92, it's Frequency Kiss the Sky on Lower East Side. Caroline, do you know what? I think we should talk wardrobe. You're right, you're bang on the money. You're on. Let's do it. If I'm going to ask for requests, I need to do it before the show, not during. I think the randomly picking a record is working quite well. We could do that a few times. But I'm up for doing this again. What do you reckon? But I think definitely, yeah, let's get a list of tracks in advance. This is going to go digital, and then, you know, it's easier to just hit the search bar. But I want to dig into my collection, especially play the tunes and records, I ain't paid for it forever. Time to go home again. So, one more tune now. Thank you. So, one more tune. This one's definitely going to get me kicked off Facebook, and it probably will blast the YouTube video as well, but it's going to go on the podcast. So, if you want to listen to this full without being unmuted, then that is where to go. Big up for everyone that's kind of just randomly jumped on with me on this lovely Thursday evening. Wishing you all a great weekend. Just remember, no show next week, but I will return the week after. That crackle. I tell you, I am getting flooded with memories. Such a change. soundtrack, just a proper soundtrack to my mucus one, as I'm sure it is for many, many, many. Time, guys, have yourselves a wonderful weekend. I hope the weather cheers up, but even if not, music will lift us up, right? Each and every time.